Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Thousands of protesters have taken to the streets of Los Angeles.
No fascist Trump regime!
No fascist Trump regime!
Must go now!
At least one confrontation broke out in front of the Metropolitan Detention Center in downtown L.A. as a group of demonstrators shouted insults at members of the National Guard brought in by President Trump, who lined shoulder to shoulder behind plastic riot shields. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Lauren Posen is on the scene.
But it sounds like explosions going off. I'm too far away to tell you exactly what they could be, but they definitely do jolt you. There's a lot of honking. There's just so many people. I can't even put it into words how many people we're seeing, and they're coming from all over.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has just posted on X that he's asked the Trump administration to rescind what he calls its unlawful deployment of troops and return them to his command. Newsom writes, "We did not have a problem until Trump got involved." Internal data obtained by CBS News shows over the past week, ICE averaged more than 1,500 daily arrests. That is a 127% increase from President Trump's first 100 days in office. More from CBS's Camilo Montoyo Galvez.
ICE has been able to boost its arrest levels by taking more aggressive tactics like arresting migrants, attending their court hearings, or check-in appointments across the country. The federal agency is also receiving help and support from other agencies like the FBI, Border Patrol, and the Drug Enforcement Administration.
It may not just be National Guardsmen on the streets of L.A. The president may also be sending in Marines. Republican Rep. Tony Gonzalez was asked about that on Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan.
The president of the United States should absolutely put down the mob as soon as possible. But this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Are you comfortable with active duty Marines being put on high alert for possible deployment to quell a civil disturbance?
If need be, but you always want to escalate.
Against the will of the government.
You always want to escalate to de-escalate.
Beginning now on CBS TV, the Tonys, celebrating the best of Broadway, are Deborah Rodriguez with this preview.
Why are you so impossible?
Oh, Mary, a farce about Lincoln's wife.
How would it look? Sensational!
We'll meet George Clooney's Good Night and Good Luck in the Best Play category. As for musicals, Buena Vista Social Club, Death Becomes Her, and maybe Happy Ending lead the pack.
A 15-year-old boy has been arrested after a Colombian senator running to be the country's next president was shot. It happened in the capital, Bogota. Senator Miguel Uribe Turbe is in serious condition after two gunshot wounds. He was shot from behind at a campaign rally yesterday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? We got parts. Product availability? Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Upgrade to Brake Best Select brake pads for $10 more, or upgrade to Brake Best Select Pro or Import Direct pads for just $20. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
The Keys to Progress and Diversity, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Same-sex relations are a crime in 62 countries around the world. The nonprofit Rainbow Railroad helps to relocate LGBTQI plus people from terrible situations.
Once you're labeled LGBT, it's almost like a scarlet letter. Like you walk around and someone can attack you at any moment.
Brought to you by Progressive. Protect your auto, home, and business with Progressive and get 24/7 coverage. See if you can save at progressive.com.
Officials in the Georgia school district where four people were killed in a September school shooting are considering a property tax increase to pay for school-based police officers.
The tax increase may be necessary after Barrow County officials surprised local school board members by saying the county will no longer pay for sheriff's deputies in schools. Lisa Maloof is Barrow County School Board Chairwoman.
The recent communication from the county has been unfortunate, and it has caused some unnecessary concern and uncertainty within our community.
The school district has been under pressure to improve classroom security after a deadly shooting at Appalachie High School last September. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Passengers on an American Airlines flight from the U.S. to Italy were forced to take a bus to their final destination after their aircraft was forced to land 140 miles away because it was too big to land at the original destination. The airline usually flies a plane about 20 feet shorter than the Dreamliner. Matt Piper, CBS News.
meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight and tomorrow, breezy at times with a few showers and even a couple of rumbles of thunder. Low tonight, mid-50s. High tomorrow, warming up to the mid-60s. On Tuesday, sunshine returns, temps heat up into the mid-70s. Currently, it's 66.
This diamond ring can be something beautiful, and this diamond ring can Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. Tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I escaping home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer.
Hey man, what's your name?
News and timeless favorites. WRJN.
You don't need a boat to join the Racine Yacht Club. Just a love for great times by the water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just looking for a vibrant community, RYC offers something for everyone. Set sail in club races, join a crew, let the kids play, or simply soak in the beauty of Lake Michigan. The friendships you build here last a lifetime. Come for the water, stay for the people. Join the Racine Yacht Club today. Different membership levels available and no boat required. Visit Racine Yacht Club. Club.org for more info.
The Racine Raiders face the number one ranked team in the West, the Phoenix Outlaws, this week at historic Horlick Athletic Field. Saturday night, bring the family out to see what the best of the West has to offer in this epic showdown of two of the top teams in the country. The Racine Raiders and the Phoenix Outlaws, Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Field in Racine. Be sure you're there.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Summer.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
WRJN. Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came down in the hollow, playing a new game. Laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl. So slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la
la 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 di da, la di da. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you. My brown-eyed girl. Just the same.
Sha la 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 la.
Truly a dream come true. Out of all the take her love from me, or I will surely die.
WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
Must be kind. When I look in her eyes. Thank you. that so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. I
weakness for a man.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone is the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
Your daddy. Who's your daddy?
He rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for.
Your daddy,
who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me?
Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time
to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Thousands of protesters have swarmed downtown Los Angeles, shut down a major freeway, and set fire to self-driving vehicles. California Governor Gavin Newsom has now asked the Trump administration to remove National Guard troops that the president brought in this morning. Newsom writes on social media, this is a serious breach of state sovereignty. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass echoed his call to pull troops, adding,
I think protests need to be peaceful, period. And any time it deteriorates into violence, that is a problem, and it absolutely messes with the overall message.
President Trump
said whatever we need to make sure there's law and order,
saying he'll send in whatever is needed. Team coverage beginning with CBS Los Angeles reporter Lauren Posen speaking to protesters.
They told me then they were pushed out of there. They moved to City Hall. That's where we met up with them. And then they tried to go back to the detention center, where one protester told me they were met with rubber bullets. And that's when everybody started dispersing throughout the different arteries here of downtown.
Correspondent Elise Preston with more on the ICE arrests that began all this.
Many of those rounded up so far have been barred from seeing attorneys, according to immigrant rights activist Angelica Salas.
This is atrocious, what's happening right now. We are